Barack Obama's supporters argue that he would fare better than Clinton against John McCain, who's now the frontrunner for the Republicans. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the Obama campaign.
Here's how Barack Obama puts it in the days leading up to tomorrow's critical Super Tuesday contest. If Hillary Clinton is the Democratic nominee, she'll suffer for not having stood up to the Bush administration on key issues, including the Iraq War.
I can offer a clear and clean break from the failed policies of George W. Bush. I won't have to explain my votes in the past.
And in that same section of his stump speech, Obama tries to blunt the argument that Clinton beats him on experience. She says in all of her speeches that she's ready to lead from day one. But Obama keeps going back to her yes vote on the resolution giving President Bush authorization to strike Iraq.
It's not just saying you're ready for day one. The question is, are you right on day one?
But attacking Hillary Clinton's record is only half of Obama's approach. He's also starting to lay out how he'll go after John McCain in the general election. And here again, it's all about linking the opponent to George W. Bush. On the war, Obama says McCain simply stands for a continuation of Bush policies. On the economy, he says McCain had the right idea at first.
I respected John opposed Bush tax cuts early on. He said it was irresponsible to cut taxes at the same time as we were going into a war.
But now that McCain supports making those tax cuts permanent, Obama accuses him of pandering to Republican primary voters.
John McCain's basic approach is more Bush. You know, the wheels have fallen off the Straight Talk Express. And he is starting to say, let's extend them.
A key part of the Obama strategy is to generate a new wave of voters, the kind of people flocking to see the Illinois senator, even in some unlikely places. Over the weekend, he drew more than 14,000 to an event in Idaho, the reddest of Republican red states. At a news conference last week, Obama said these new voters might not turn out for someone like Hillary Clinton.
I'm confident I will get her votes if I'm the nominee. It's not clear that she would get the votes I got if she were the nominee. And that, I think, illustrates the potential difference in terms of how we could run our campaigns.
Saturday morning, standing amid that huge crowd in downtown Boise, Idaho, was 42-year-old Shirley Johnson. She's a single mom.
I'm an independent. I came here to see what he was about.
So have you decided?
No, I have not.
Okay, so well,
I was very heavily swayed. Heavily swayed.
A day earlier in Santa Fe, 18-year-old Iza Bruin sat on a railing near the back of an Obama rally. This is Bruin's first presidential election. She describes herself as mildly liberal, independent Obama supporter, but admits she's here for a reality check.
He seems too good to be true. He's just so charismatic and alive and, you know, everything America stands for, supposedly, and it just seems too good to be true. And so I want to see him, you know, in person and see if it's an act.
And if Obama doesn't get the nomination, will she vote for Senator Clinton?
I would have considered Edwards, and I would have Kucinich. I would have considered him, but Hillary, no.
Will these attitudes be as hard in November as they are now? It's hard to say in February. It's also hard to say how many new voters there will be on Super Tuesday or in the fall. It's also an open question how many new voters may go with McCain if he is the GOP nominee, as independents have been his best source of support as well. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the Obama campaign.